Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer, if you're a pretender, come sit by my fire. For we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in. Come in.
Welcome, everyone, or the one person or two people listening to this. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the Wednesday edition, the October 16th, 2019 edition. I am your host, Michael Amadei. I'm here with your co-host, the man who keeps everything moving, Mr. JT, who does not have his microphone to his mouth yet. I will stall until he does so. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. It's becoming an ongoing thing. But that's okay. It's because you're moving around having to do so many things at once.
You know, earlier in the chat room, George was mentioning something like this.
Oh, was he? What was he mentioning?
He was like, I have like two computers. You ever have two computers in front of you at the same time?
I don't know what that looks like.
And I'm like... Every night, George.
George,
that
you gotta,
and a soundboard,
yeah.
And three monitors.
George, you got to understand, between JT and myself right now, just looking around the room, there are five monitors.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Three computers, five monitors,
mm-hmm.
Soundboard.
Yeah. And it's and there's far more going on behind the scenes, and I don't mean that in a weird way, than one would expect. But anyway, we're here tonight, and I'm really happy that we're able to do it. It's been feeling kind of strange doing the show twice a week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, because today feels like Friday, but Friday just...
Feels so far away.
Feels so far away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the weird thing is that we're doing this show... There's a Bronco game tomorrow.
That's right.
It's like our whole weekend's been robbed from us, man.
You know, the nice thing is I won't be at the Bronco game, so I can sleep on Thursday night.
Are you going to sleep through the game?
No, probably not.
It's a great, if it's like the last week, which Brandon Perna called the Great Punt Off 2019. Oh,
you know what? I'll take a win by field goals.
Yeah. That sounds like to me is... And this isn't football talk, but what the Broncos offense looked like to me was a young guy who's just trying out the idea of walking up to girls and trying to talk to them, and a field goal is getting a phone number.
Hey,
it's victory by phone number. So
he even had a date then.
You know what?
A full on date with his touchdown.
Yeah, you know? But the defense. Nine quarters, consecutive quarters without a touchdown. And now we should stop talking about football and move on to poetry. Okay.
Are you sure? I mean, because we've got a few poets.
All right. So is everybody, I bet you are actually about the Lions game.
Yeah, that Lions game was
a little rough. All right.
Sorry.
But here we are. Everybody can hear us okay? You're fine. So, I'm just checking, looking at the chat room right now, making sure.
Well, obviously George can hear us.
George can hear us. I saw hello though, which I'm not sure what that's about.
Yep.
Okay. Good. All right. Awesome. Love hearing that. Okay. So we're gonna do this the normal way. There is gonna be a little bit of a Studio X this evening as well. As long as that's okay with you, JT.
Of course, it's fine.
Now here's something that I've been saying we're gonna have a single for this thing.
Yeah.
You know what comes out on Friday? The album comes out this Friday. No, not this Friday. Next Friday. A week from Friday.
I was going to say, I'm like, this Friday?
I was doing the calendar earlier, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, next
a
Friday.
A week from Friday
yeah.
is the Edgar Allan Poe thing. So let's actually debut. I have one all ready for you.
Okay.
I did some more mixing out this afternoon.
Okay.
We'll have a single quote that'll drop from, which will be Annabelle Lee.
Nice.
That'll come out on Friday, and I'll have it for you to play. And we'll also have it, people can download that.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Wonderful.
As of Friday. And so that'll be a lot of fun. So that leads us off into this. So we have this. The thing I'm talking about is this album called Tales from the Shining Sea. It is a new recording of Edgar Allan Poe, some of his favorite poems, as well as new music beneath it. We're putting that out here a week from this Friday. First single, of course, is coming this Friday. We also are still accepting submissions for our 2019 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology. They go through the end of this month. So as of 12 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on November the 1st, it's cutoff time, okay? But up until that time, you can submit as many poems as you'd like, and we will try to include them in our anthology. And basically what that is something we put up for Christmas. You can, it makes a great gift. You can also point people to it if you want to have a collection with your work in it. It's just a great thing, and it also helps us support the show for the rest of this next year. That's an awesome thing about it. Let's see. We've got those things. Oh, and, well,
we're
I don't
here.
Need to mention the Wednesdays thing because it's already there.
We're here.
We're already here. Okay, so before we get into it, let's go into the rules, which I always do. Rule number one, no hate speech. We never have it here on the show. We never will. Rule number two, please try to skew PG-13 so we make this a friendly place for families and for people who want to listen without, you know, just kind of things that might make it a little too uncomfortable for them to listen. We're not in the business of censoring it, though, so if it's art, we might not jump in. But if it gets gratuitous, we do reserve the right to come in and just jump in. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It's just a respect thing. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. We might talk longer than that, but that's just about it. That's, just try to keep it, it's a respect thing again, no charge to the Light Brigade. And rule number five, we love your comments. We love your suggestions. However, we don't remember them when they're mentioned during the show because we're doing so many things. So out of respect to you and knowing that we have that tendency, please send them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or to our page on Facebook. That way we can get them and actually discuss, which is a good thing. All right. We ready? All right. We're going to do our first segment. We need five unique callers. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Boom. Boom, everybody. We are here in the first segment. JT. Boom.
Boom.
Ba-boom.
I don't know what's going on.
I had someone earlier ask me. They're like, they're writing down my name, and they're like, "What's your middle name?" I'm like,
"Oh no!"
This was actually at the church where I'm going to be leading the band, but yeah. I've got a good banter with them, right? So I have first name, last name. What's your middle name? I go, my middle name. And they go, "What's your first name?" And I go, "Are your middle name?" And I go, "I'm not doing this for less than $1,000." They're like, "That's your middle name?"
That's good.
That should be my middle name. I'll just keep ratcheting that amount of money up.
Oh, there you go.
I won't do this for less than $2,000. Amadei. You think?
Michael, I won't do this for less than $2,000.
Amadei.
Amadei.
Exactly.
Sure.
Or someone's paying me $2,000, Amadei. All right. Anyway, we are here. We've got three great people lined up here in this segment, and we're guaranteed two. So what we'll do is we'll do the three poets here. Then we'll do a thing to see if there's anyone who wants to call in for the second segment. If there's no one, we'll jump to our Studio X segment. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
And then we'll go and do a return. So, but we'll be really clear about what's going on. First thing we're going
to
do, though, is just
the correct person.
That's a good start, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to go to upstate New York and visit with Zach here in the number one spot. Hello, Zach. Good evening.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes. We're happy to be here. How about you? How's everything over there?
I'm good. I decided I had yesterday and today off of work, so I decided, for the first time ever, I'm going to take it easy and, just hang out around the house. I decided to work on my book.
Great.
One of the things I wanted to do was, because some of my poems talk about suicidal feelings and, you know, drug addiction and drug abuse and, you know, domestic violence. I wanted to, you know, if those poems offered some feelings in people, I wanted to offer them some resources. So I actually was able to put in resources for everything. And
that's great.
So there's the national resources, like the anonymous chats and the hotlines. And I also found awesome resources that actually tell you where you can get local help state by state and for different kinds of things that they want to talk about. Everything from, they actually even had one for kids who thought that their parents were alcoholics.
Oh, I see. Okay. I think it's really cool that you're putting that time in. Those are going to be really valuable things.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. You know, the only thing I still have left to do is just fill in the pages where there's you know, that separate. Right now, I have it so that it's clear what the theme of the poems are. So, one is the strength, hope, and love, and so. I have them separated by theme, and right now it's just a page that says strength and on it, and nothing else. So I wanted to find something to fill up the page.
Well, that always helps too, right? You just kind of like play with the margins a little bit, and make the font a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Zach, we appreciate that, man. I think I'm looking forward to reading that book when it's all ready to go, and all that. But what do you have for us this evening?
Well, I saw your post that you know, before you read that letter or something that makes you think of home, and you know, you how much you don't take life for granted, and so that's kind of the spirit of this poem. It's about, you know, being able to realize that this is our only life, so, you know, don't be afraid to live for yourself. And so it's called As the World Turns, and I'll get right into it, and we'll talk after. As the world turns, a fire burns, and as that fire burns, another one dies. As the world turns, a baby cries, but this should come as no surprise. Every day, the earth spins around and around, and it'll still be spinning long after we move underground. As far as we know, this is the only life we've got, so don't be afraid to live for yourself. Go ahead, take your best shot. End of poem.
I really like that one, actually. Especially the "take your best shot" line at the end, I thought was pretty cool. That's inspiring to me too. You know, it's interesting because it sounded like what I put up. And for everyone who's not really sure what we're talking about, I put up a picture of a letter that was written, or a piece that I received as a letter that was written about me by one of the assisting surgeons on a surgery I had back when I was 11 years old, and that saved my life. And, you know, I had a pretty big meeting today, and what I am doing before that is I get to sit down and I get to read this, and it reminds me of where I'm coming from. So it suddenly makes me go, oh, yeah, never. I don't have anything to lose if this doesn't go. Everything's fine because it can be so much more, you know, it can be so much worse than this. And look at all the distance I've come already. So it helped put my head in the right place. But it sounds like you took a kind of a different message from it, and I actually really like what you said, and thank you for reading that piece too, because it really resonated and took me there too.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a very sobering piece. You know, the fact that what happened, you're such a fighter, and. You know, but when I wrote that, as the world turns, the fire burns, and, you know, I was talking about relationships and how, you know, when that fire, another one dies at the same time, and then, you know, because of their relationships, a baby's born. And, you know, it all, it's what you said a couple of days ago. You said that when you realize that every song, every poem, everything is really goes back to love, then,
right.
And everything does come back to love.
They're all gifts of that in its own way. And even the people who aren't doing them as a gift of love, it's a request for feeling loved. So I think it really is there. And that's a really different way to see the world, Zach. And and I got to say, it's really crazy sometimes to be able to look at the news media and see crazy things going on and go, everybody's just trying to be loved. Everyone's just trying to feel loved right now. And they might be going about it in really ridiculous ways, but everyone's just trying to feel loved. And including me, including you, you know, and I think it's just good to remember that about everybody.
Well, it's like I said in that poem that, you know, I wasn't sure how to make it into a song or anything, but if we remember how to listen to what people say, maybe we can find our way back to better days.
Absolutely, and I love that too. Zach, this is a great way to start off the show. I got to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So we're gonna do. So we're gonna do this. We'll try a second thing, then we'll do a little bit of Studio X, then we'll do the return engagement. So will you be able to stick around for that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to be eventually talking with the guy who wrote the book, who asked me to
write
a screenplay. I haven't actually met him, so we're going to video chat for the first time. But I told him that I'm going to be on the show, so... I wasn't sure when that was going to be done, so he's going to let me know, and then we'll figure it out.
That sounds great. Well, hopefully, I mean, the show's moved kind of faster on Wednesday night, so we'll see how it all turns out. But I bet you'll be fine. But either way, we really appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday at least.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you. Bye.
Bye. And that was Zach Collin from upstate New York. Really starting us off in a nice place.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's go to a man who I feel is going to say the words that mean nothing. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hello, Jim. Are you there?
I think so.
All right. Wonderful. How are you this evening?
Doing okay.
Doing all right? We're happy to hear your voice.
I'm happy to hear my voice, too.
I love seeing your picture on Skype, by the way. Your profile picture cracks me up.
Oh, yeah, the one with the T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a thing.
It's not a thing. I'm going to get a shirt that says it's not a thing. You understand this now? Checkmate, Jim. Checkmate. So what do you have for us this time?
Well, it's the one I just did. I'll just launch right into it.
Sounds good.
He loves her like a love poem. Words to grace the page, steeped in an expression of longing, a longing to love and be loved. But in the very nature of poems, unable to feel, unable to experience this depth of emotion, perhaps in similar fashion to the poet who gave it life. End of poem.
I thought that was beautifully done, Jim. I know you're going through some emotional turmoil. Maybe that's putting it lightly for you. But it is one of those things where, as someone who's gone through some of those things as well, not that it's the payoff that you want, but poetry does really seem to flow at those moments, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It won't always be this way, but hopefully you can enjoy the sweet melancholy of it, but not let it get you down too far.
I hope not.
Wow. I really like that piece. JT, what'd you think, my friend?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We're both
sitting here just really nodding and enjoying that very much. So, Jim, will you be around for the return?
I'm thinking about it because I do have to work tomorrow morning, which means I have to be up at 5.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll move quickly. Okay. I'll play the songs twice as fast.
Well, don't do anything on my account.
You know? Okay. Okay. Only on JT's account because we know that's where all the money is.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
What?
All right. Jim, thank you, sir. And hopefully we'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. It's the scariest state. I took a train into Pennsylvania where a woman tried to sell me garlic and handed me a crucifix telling me to wear it around my neck. Let's go now to a place called, I've never seen this place before. I don't know how to really pronounce it. Is it Michigan? Michigan?
Yeah, that's the pronunciation.
George and Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to George and Michigan. Hello, George. Yeah. How's it going?
Well, it's quite an experience trying to figure out what's going on when you can't hear anything.
That's
on a microphone show.
On a show where you have to respond.
it's sort of a key element is having sound in an audio show. But that's... anyway, struggling here. I still don't have the sound, but I'll move on here.
Okay.
I'm so busy getting. I get too much stuff. I've been doing a lot of whistleblowing. And
there's so much there's so much swamp to drain, George. I mean, you gotta those
and what you're draining from the swamp is excrement.
it just never seems to run. You ever see? Remember those commercials a long time ago? And I think they were an anti-abortion campaign, but it was the man saying, "I keep washing these dishes, but I can never seem to get them clean." I feel like that's kind of how the whole swamp thing's going right now. I'm washing these dishes; I just can never seem to get them clean.
Lots of dirt in that swamp.
Yeah, too much.
I'm not even sure it's cleanable. We may have to cap it, like the federal environmental capping they do over waste. Dumps anyway, whatever. This one, I rarely write something for holidays, and I always regret it when everybody in the room but me has a holiday poem. I wrote this one last year and it stunk. So I think, maybe it aged a little, so it'll be readable. It's called It's called A Tropical Halloween. He brushed into a wolf spider's web. He recoiled backwards only to find another web. He flailed at the webs and seemed to be free, but a black beast was in his ear. When he shook his head, it climbed further back into his ear. When he stuck his finger in, he felt the bite on a fingertip. He looked around the dingy, dark basement and spotted a clothespin. He tried pinching the spider out with it, and it finally came out. He flung it away. He felt his ear, and yes, there was blood. Why had he even come here to his grandmother's house in Guatemala? Once here, she'd already asked him to do things like fetch things here in the basement. He tread back up the old wobbly stairs and found a dish towel. The ear was a mess. Grandma, that place is dangerous. I just got bit by some big spider. He winced at the pain. Oh, Walter, all basements have spiders here, and sometimes more. Did you find the orange preserves I canned? No. Well, then go back down there, sweetie, and get them. Just think, Walter thought. I could have spent Halloween back in Cleveland drinking at a party in my Chewbacca costume. Now I'm here heading into the diabolical basement again. Back down the loose stairway, he spotted the can jars on a cobwebbed shelf. He reached for one labeled orange and pulled it away. With it came a large snake. He fell back against the pole and the green snake landed on his lap. he tried to squirm away. Slowly, the beast figured out where it was, and Walter seemed to be getting free. But as he moved, the reptile began to coil and prepare to strike. Walter jumped up. He dashed to the stairs and bounded up, but a step broke and his leg went through. Hanging there, he tried to look around to see where the viper was. He found his way free, back in the kitchen. With a bloody thigh and a bloody ear, he strode toward Grandma. "Where are the orange preserves?" she smiled. "I don't have them, and I never will have them. They're shattered on the floor down there. This time it was a big snake. Damn near bit me. And your damn steps are broken, Jesus." "Oh my, you are so dramatic, Walter. What did the snake look like?" "It was big and green." "Did it have some rectangles on its skin?" "I think so, yeah, yes, it did." "Oh my, well, it was Guatemalan palm viper. Very dangerous. Did it bite you there on your leg?" "No, my leg was scratched on your damn busted step, Grandma. I'm not going down again." "Well, good thing it didn't bite you. You'd have never made it up here." She got out of her chair and went down the stairs, and she returned in a moment with a jar of preserves. "See, honey," she said as she patted his butt, "you've made a mountain out of a molehill, and there is no broken step, and there's no broken bottle of preserves either." Walter cautiously peered down the steps. All were fine. He ventured further. No broken jars, no snake in sight. He returned to her with his palms out. "And which ear did you say was bleeding?" She circled him, finding nothing in his ears. "I don't get it, Grandma." "I know you don't, dear. Now let's get ready for the Halloween party at the old Palm Inn. I'm wearing my tarantula hat, and I bought you a Pinocchio mask." End of piece.
You know, I like that one.
Yeah.
I remember liking that one in the past, but I think it's kind of, it feels tightened up or something this year.
Yeah, I didn't remember if I read it at all. Here.
I think you did. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, another reading. I forgot where. Oh, in one of the libraries here. I read it. Halloween, and it was stone silence.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah. I thought there were all vipers sitting out there in green. Viper sitting out there in front of me.
The poetry about snakes is always uncomfortable, you know. So that's
And I sort of purposely did that because I wanted to be sort of macabre a little bit, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't have a fear of them, but it's so common, and I don't really want them around me. It's just I don't fear them. But the thought of them, especially in a dark basement, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a fear of snakes, George. I have a hatred of snakes. I don't know.
Oh, do you?
It's not that I'm scared of them. They just piss me off. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can't pretend to be in love with them either. It's just, you know, I see them. And in Michigan, there's so few that can hurt you.
Yeah.
And I grew up with, you know, like garter snakes and blue racers and water snakes around the yard or around the creeks where we played and all that. So I never had where she goes, if a snake is there, you better walk the other way.
Yeah. She's got stuff there that'll just kill you just because.
they got one, I think it's Australia, that has most snakes, you know, really just want to get away from humans. Even the bigger, you know.
Yep.
But they have one in Australia, I believe, that actually wants you. He comes hunting for you. Now, that snake, I don't want.
And they call him the Taxman.
That's right.
It's the IRS of snakes.
IRS.
He will bite.
Oh, man. Anyway. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'll get back off and try to get this sound working. I think maybe it's just a cable. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully it's just a cable, but I mean, I think that do other things on your computer work? Does other sounds?
Yeah.
You can hear us.
I can.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I just, everything but the sound. And first I thought it was, oh, maybe the speaker, the PC, the desktop.
Is it the volume and stuff? Is it the volume of the actual player itself?
I tried everything. Finally, I got it by running from my laptop out to my to the speakers that I have. But it worked right up into the intro tonight, and that just went completely quiet. It's still nothing. Well, I hear just a bit of static when I touch the cord. I don't want to share with everybody all these little technical things, but when I touch the cord, I hear a little bit of static, and I'm thinking maybe it's just a bad cable.
It sounds like it's a bad cable.
Yeah, we've run into that. We've run into that with the show. Remember, there was a whole moment where we were freaking out trying to figure out what was going on. Well, that happened to me when I was solo. Run the show solo the first time. I was going, what is going on? Why is nothing working? And I just accidentally brushed a cable and it started working again. I thought, oh no.
Yeah. I've been like moving this back and forth and trying a different cue. But anyway, I'll step aside and let the others read.
All right. Hey, thank you, George. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you during the return.
Great. All right.
And that was George calling from Michigan, the number 3 spot. In our return engagement, not a return engagement, our first segment. What am I talking about? I'm all over the place, man. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I don't know whose underwear I'm wearing. Get off my case.
Michael?
Yes.
Give those back. After they've
been washed. I don't know who to give them back to. That's my problem.
Just give them to somebody.
Just walk up and hand them my underwear?
Here.
That's how I got in this problem in the first place.
Somebody handed you underwear?
Hey. Jim, almost getting bit by a cotton mouth. That sounds very much like the situation where I got handed this underwear.
See, this is getting really weird.
Susanna, your snakes chase people?
Yeah, that's what George was saying.
You know what I think, Susanna, is that would be an awesome T-shirt for Australia.
Our snakes chase you.
You know what's awesome? I kick snakes. I had an experience when I was younger. My uncle had boa constrictors. And they got out.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've hated snakes because I fight back.
Right.
And I'll,
as you should.
And I'll grab them by the throat.
To a point. Yeah.
You know, I'll give them the little Irish Rochambeau.
But see, Susanna's also got other things there that, like, like I said, they're out to get, they're rabbits. Are rabbits?
No. I mean, it's crazy. It is really
joke down there.
No, it's no joke in Australia. I'm not flexing on Australia. Trust me, I'm not.
That's one tough place.
Although it would be kind of cool to go down to Australia.
I want to go.
I know. Do you want to box a kangaroo?
No.
We're gonna get drunk.
Well,
not if you train ahead of time. We're gonna train. We're gonna go to Australia. We're gonna hang out with Russell Crowe. We're gonna get drunk. We're gonna box some kangaroos.
Okay,
that's what's gonna happen. That'll be our Australian Outback Adventure, JT, and you'll have me to thank for it.
It'll be awesome, and I hope we have it on a video.
If half of me gets eaten by a crocodile and the other half of you, we can just become one person.
Oh, that'll be perfect. I'll be right, JT, or I'll take the left, you take the right.
See, and that's how teamwork goes.
Yes.
We always knew this was going to happen.
All right.
Your daughter would be so surprised. All right, so let's go into the we're going to do a second segment call-in thing here. Now, we don't know if we're going to get any callers on this. We'll just give it a shot, though. We always guarantee 2 segments. So anybody who wants to call in for the first time, this is not the return engagement.
No.
So anybody who wants to call in for the first time, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Christine. I know that as an American, you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What would I have to do to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Get a turkey.
Check. Next thing.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Well, I've got Ireland. I can take them easily. What else?
You're going to take the whole Ireland for potatoes?
Well, we did in the past. World Poetry Open Mic, the great potato famine of the internet, coming at you each Friday.
Should I take that out?
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm just thinking about what my ancestors would think.
Probably laugh.
So I saw a clip. I don't know if you've seen this. It's kind of making the rounds. It's from Ireland, which is why I remember this.
Okay.
This guy got a recording placed in his casket.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I saw it. And hilarious.
And you start to hear it sounds like he's waking up inside the coffin, and it's just amazing to see everyone starting to laugh around
yep.
the... And there's ways to do comedy at a funeral and ways not to do comedy at a funeral. We've seen both.
Yeah, yeah.
We really have seen both. We've seen a joke fall flat at a funeral, which is like, if people aren't going to give you a pity laugh then, like...
True.
That joke's just not happening. Anyway, we're back here in the second segment. We've got one caller and a submission we're going to read. A submission, JT.
Dun, dun, dun.
Submission. Hey, we should do that theme song. Want to do it again? Ready? A submission, one? JT.
Dun, dun, dun.
Submission. Done. Okay, here we go. So this is from someone who likes to be chased by snakes. Her name is...
Wait, she likes to be chased by snakes?
Well, I don't know if she likes it, but I mean, it's kind of her choice. It's her choice to be there, I mean, I guess.
Okay.
You know
I
what I'm
understand.
Saying?
Yes.
But then again, you got to remind me in the middle of a snowstorm, I'm like, well, this weather sucks. You're like, you chose to live there, Michael. All right, here we go. So this is from Susanna Bailey, and this piece is called Lot's Wife. You shot the dogs this morning. Two sharp howls, neither animal nor man. And in the shocked silence, your boots scuffed the dirt. Already the crows have come, drawn by blood. They will leave only gleaming bones, salt bright, on rust-red earth. The pipe bangs. You flinch. As the tap splashes a meager glass, I turn it off, look out over acres of limitless dust. Your cheeks are hard, carved deep, like the delta of a forgotten river, dry and red as the bed of the Lost Creek. I once raised salt to the surface of your skin, thirsty in my fertility, drawing forth our future. The day burns. You squinted at me, called me son, said I was too bright. I look back, remembering how you clung to me. Our wedding, purple in spring, the cathedral strewn with grafted snow, the jacaranda, our sole bouquet. Your fingers coil and uncoil, recalling or anticipating two shots. You sigh. I cannot let you bear alone this final sin. My faith curls around me like resolve. Did Lot's wife look back to remember, to let go, or to absolve him of her unbearable weight? And that was Lot's Wife by Susanna Bailey. Beautifully done, Susanna. Beautifully done. Thank you for sending that in. If you want to submit a poem like Susanna, you can at worldpoetryopenmic.com or .net. You can just put it in the contact form, and you can also send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. All right, now we're going to head to our first caller of this segment and our only caller of the segment. That's okay. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Good evening.
Hello, I'm here.
Well, we're so happy you made it. Thanks for coming, sir.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on the World Poetry Open Mic, whether it's a Wednesday or a Friday. It's all good.
Well, we're, it's been an interesting thing to be doing it a couple nights a week. It feels kind of off balance. It's funny how used to the rhythm of the weeks we've gotten over the years. And so this really kind of disrupted it a little bit. It's been good. It's good to stay on our toes, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you do it so well.
Oh, well, thanks for that. All right. Yeah. So what do you have for us this evening?
All right. There's a good friend and a poet in Indiana who I very much admire, and it is her birthday.
Oh.
And, this is my contribution to this segment. It's the Ode to Mary Couch. I'm not worthy to ink your quill, mighty wordsmith, creator of verse. You stand lawfully above your mere mortal counterparts. lifting yourself on wings of words, enchanting us with your wealth of wisdom and diversity of form. I stand in awe, bathed in the penumbra of your illuminating words. O divine writer, on this, the anniversary of your falling from the heavens, to be born, we celebrate and pay you due homage, acknowledging your birth and obvious worth with gratitude and praise. End of poem.
Wow. I really thought that was a powerful piece.
So she's a wonderful poet.
Yeah.
Mary Couch from Indiana. And she writes a lot of wonderful stuff and such a diversity of stuff. When I grow up, I want to be just like her.
Hey, you know what? I can understand that. I kind of second that, actually. I think that's great.
Yes. I thought it'd be a fitting tribute to her. I don't know if she'll be listening in tonight or perhaps she'll listen to the replay, but I'll get to see her this coming weekend in Indiana when they have their fall poetry rendezvous, which is George and I are going to attend.
I remember you attended that last year as well, didn't you?
Yes, and we had some the Indiana poets call in with us on that Friday evening.
That's right, that's right.
I don't know if we'll be able to do that again, but you never know. We may give it a shot. We'll try to call in if we can. If we can't, well, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. We appreciate you, sir. And hopefully we'll talk to you then,
yes.
But we understand if not.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you
so much for being here. You guys are appreciated.
Hey, thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you too.
All right, I'm going to step aside. There is no next poet, but there's going to be a
Studio X
engagement,
well, yeah.
I imagine.
Oh, of course
Studio
there will.
X.
It'll be a Studio
even
X
even better, Studio
yeah.
X first.
That's right.
I can't wait, so I'm going to step aside and let Studio X come on, and I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless,
Dennis.
All right, and that was Dennis Collin from Michigan, rounding out our second segment. We're about to head into Studio X. I'm going to do a couple tunes here for you. JT, let me know when you're ready. We'll get ready.
Oh, wrong button. Wait, let's see. wait, no, let me do that.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Breathe in. All right.
Yeah.
Here we are. That sounds great. Okay. I'm just going to get right to the music. I'm going to get right to the music.
All right,
shut
up.
Here we go. Wake up in the morning, just glad my boots are on. Steady empty in the whispering grass, down the 5-foot forest lawn. And set the makeup girl, and 2 raw eggs and a shot of gin. Then I give it all up for that little blue pill that promised to bring her back to you again. Ride me down easy, ride me down easy, friend. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. Here in the canyons above sunset, the desert don't give up the fight. Coyote whistle once in a while, his teeth skitters across my veranda in the night. Some lost sheep from Oklahoma, sip some mojito down at the bar. Smiles and says she thinks she remembers me from that commercial with the credit card. Hell, these days I ain't no more. Now there's just a gap.
Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. Sundays I'll take my El Camino, throw my saddle it and go east of the desert with the charros, they still ride and roll. Our American brothers crossed the wild Yorkist band. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. Once I was shot by a John Wayne. It was towards the end. That one scene's bought me 1,000 drinks. Set me up and I'll tell it for your friends. Here's to the cowboys, riders in the whirlwind. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. And the western stars are shining bright again. Woke up this morning, glad my boots are on. Ooh. I've never played that song before. All right, that's one. Now, we're going to do something else.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep the show moving for everyone tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. It's always good.
They say time is money.
Time is money.
Is time money? I've never seen that before.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's money?
Sometimes it is.
Depends on who you're asking.
That's right.
All right. All right. So, let's see how this one goes. This one sums up the feeling of the night to me. Here I go out to sea again. Sunshine fills my hair, dreams hang in the air, gulls in the sky and in my blue eyes, you know it feels unfair. There's magic everywhere. Look at me standing here on my own again, straight in the sunshine. No need to run and hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to laugh and cry. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. Sun's in your eyes, the heat is in your hair, they seem to hate you because you're there. I need a friend, oh, I need a friend to make me happy, not standing here on my own. Look at me standing here on my own again, up straight in the sunshine. No need to run and hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to laugh and cry.
It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to run and hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to laugh and cry. It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. We're getting ready to head into the return engagement now. So when we come out of this, we're going to be having it set up for anybody who wants to call back in, share another piece. You can do that. If you want to call in for the first time, you can do that as well. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. We'll see you then.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back. JT, we're so very, very back.
We're so back, we're almost front.
That's the truth. It's about as back as you get.
Pretty much.
You know what baby got?
Baby got it.
Back.
Back.
Yep.
And then left over front. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Sorry. I don't know where I'm going. I'm
do you realize we're becoming more and more like Abbott and Costello all the time?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It is a thing. All right, so... Now I look at the chat room and I realize we're all crazy. All right. And so here we are in the return engagement. We only have two callers this time. Yeah. I think George is having problems with the cable and who knows where Mama is. And Philip's probably got his head stuck in a hole somewhere. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Philip, if you're listening, I'm kidding.
As he pops in going, hey,
wait a second. All right. So let's just jump right into it. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim. How are you, sir?
Dilly dilly.
No.
Yes. It's okay.
All right. Well, here we are. We have made it down the Yellow Brick Road to this moment. What do you have
for
us?
Are we going to say goodbye to Yellow Brick Road?
We can. We can sing that at some point. Yeah.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah. Was that as satisfying as we thought it was going to be? All right, so what do you have for us?
Well, before I start, I'm going to respond to Dennis's comment. It reminded me of a joke I heard at the Ren Fair a few years ago from the Tartan Terrors. They said, what's the difference between the Rolling Stones and the Scotsman?
What?
The Rolling Stones said, hey, you, get off of my cloud. The Scotsman says, hey, McLeod, get off of my you. Yes, it's a bad, but I love that joke.
It's a good one though. I'm gonna have to tell that to my friend Draven Gray, who does a thing on here because a funny fact about this, Jim, very quickly, is that he and I both have Scottish ancestors, right? And so he is directly related to Robert the Bruce. I am directly related to this guy named William of Cummings, who Robert the Bruce apparently stabbed in the back while he was in church. So this is all true. So one of the best things that we get to do in conversation, people go, how did you guys start working together? I go, well, his ancestor stabbed my ancestor in the back in church. And really, our family just believes in long form revenge. So this is really just part of the master plan. And just looking at the face, or he'll actually tell people, well, my ancestor stabbed his and he's just after revenge. It's actually a pretty good thing. But anyway, so I'll tell him that joke. I'm sure he'll love it. So
you should tell what I tend to tell some of my coworkers or some of my patients.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up and say, tell you what I'm going to do for you there, son. I'm going to lock right up to you. Get up on the stepladder, look you right in the ass, and screw you, laddie.
Or better yet, just do it. Don't even know.
Well,
Screw you, Lottie!
What I did one time before my shift started, I grabbed one of the stepladders, stepped up on it, looked the guy right in the eye, said, screw you, Lottie.
He was like, who the hell are you?
I didn't say I was going to do it. I got up on the stepladder and said it to him.
Good. I hope he learned his lesson. Oh, okay. I just like the idea of you going in early, grabbing a stepladder, and doing that to everyone before your shift starts, just so it's out of the way. You don't want to do it on company time, you know?
Oh, I do all the time.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Enough of this. So what do you have for us?
Well, this one is one I wrote back in August. Fun in the fog. Outside with a knife to cut at the rolling dark beneath the muted glow of streetlights, for no other logical reason than to say, I've done it. End of poem.
Jim, I hand it to you. That's a great one. And your wit is the essence of brevity.
That's the shortened version.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Are you going to be around Friday? I forgot to ask you that.
Probably.
Okay.
I have off this weekend.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
All right. Well, that way we wanted to get this going quickly so you'll be able to get up early to get to work and everything, but we can still hear two pieces of work from you tonight. So I'm glad that got to work out.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Hey. Thank you, sir. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania, where they erase every
mistake.
Well, no, or they can erase every trace that you ever existed.
Wow.
See? I can go farther.
That's good, too. Yeah.
I think I could start a whole, like, young readers kind of tongue-in-cheek series about vampires from Pennsylvania. It would be hilarious. I could do that, too.
Yes, you could.
I could totally tell Dracula, the story of Dracula, minus a few elements, of course.
Well, yeah.
In Pennsylvania. And it's, yeah. See?
Didn't they try to do that with the Northwest?
I don't care what they did.
The sparkling.
Oh, there's sparkling stuff? The sparkling
Twilight.
Things.
It's Twilight. It's, sorry.
In the Northwest. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you called it like it was a series called like the Northwest or something.
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't keep up on my vampire stuff. Well, yeah, Twilight. I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool. All right. Hey, JT.
Yes, sir.
Screw you, Lottie. Courtesy of Jim. I don't know why every time I do a Scottish accent, I do Mike Myers doing a Scottish accent.
Which is worse, I think.
It's the worst. It's the worst. All right, let's go to our next caller. This is Dennis in Michigan. Hello, welcome back, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm back. Yes. What happened to George?
I think he fiddled with the cable too much and it turned off on him. I don't know.
Oh, my.
I know, unfortunately.
I'm going to have a talk with that boy this weekend.
Well, it's got to be hard to not be able to hear the show. You're just kind of sitting there going, well, I'm assuming the show's going well.
I think.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you have for us this time?
Okay. I still have a leftover poem that I dug out when I thought Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was a poet of the month, which he wasn't. So I might as well, since I dug it out, I might as well read it on the air. So the poem I have now, the title is Advice to a Young Author by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. First begin taking in. Cargo stored, all aboard. Think about giving out. Empty ship, useless trip. Never strain, weary brain. Hardly fit, wait a bit. After rest comes the best. Sitting still, let never press. Nerve stress always shows. Nature knows. Critics kind, never mind. Critics flatter, no matter. Critics curse, none the worse. critics blame, all the same. Do your best, hang the rest. End of poem, a poem by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
That's good advice for all of us, I think.
Yeah. He's pretty clever. Even when he's not writing Sherlock Holmes tales.
Exactly. Yeah. He did really well with that one, I think.
Yeah, and I like the staccato, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. These short phrases on each line.
Absolutely.
It worked real well for me.
I hadn't read that one. I really like that. I'm gonna find that and kind of pull it up and keep it in a spot where I go to. I have kind of like a heap of all of these great poems.
I'll send it to you.
Perfect. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, Dennis, thank you. Hopefully we'll get to hear from you on Friday, but if not, we get it.
We'll try. No guarantees, but we'll try.
Sounds that, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And am I the last poet again?
You are. You are.
Wow.
You're batting cleanup.
We're going to have to step up the game on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to have to make some more calls and get my people talking to other people and get them moving.
Well, you know, it's an experiment. It's an experiment. So we'll see. We'll also see, you know, Fridays. We're still just trying to feel things out. So we appreciate anything you can do for us, though. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate all you do for us, and I can't say that enough. You guys are wonderful. So I'm going to step aside, and until the next show or whatever, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. And that was Dennis closing out our return engagement for the evening. It's been a short show, but that's okay. We knew that was going to happen sometimes. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this thing we've been experimenting with, and I really like this. We're going to wrap up the show, and then we're going to kind of kick off our new segment, which is called Michael Reads the Classics in a British Accent. So, from myself, from JT, from Novia, the studio cat, and from Ursa, the studio dog, thank you so much for joining us. We will return on Friday at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and to share more of your poetry with the world.